Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. Here we are back once again with another episode of the Super Mega Cast. This is episode 179.
Wow.
I'm Ryan, and this is my friend
Matthew.
That's great. I'm glad how you took that. That was good.
Man, of course.
But we also have a friend here as well. It's Ross. Ross O'Donovan.
Explain who I am.
It's Floss O'Donovan.
Ross O'Donovan is a kind young man we used to work with back at the Game Grumps.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful animator. He actually has a recent animation that you can go check out. A link will be in the description.
Oh,
and
yes,
Ross, could you explain that animation real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Not like scene.
Yeah, no.
Scene.
Well, in the first scene. No. So basically, I was working on this show at Game Grumps called Gameoverse, which
This isn't Gameoverse.
So wait,
this is what you've been working on for the past 6 years, right?
Yeah. So this is a thing we were joking about before. There's a lot of people who think that it's this show that we've been developing at Game Grumps. It's not. It's a complete different side project that I started, and it was kind of this weird thing that originally started off as like me trying to design shirts and like make like kind
you
of like
stickers,
cool merch things.
Yeah.
I wanted to do them and like bring them to there's like a place I brought them to called Designer Con, which is like a convention for like artists to like sell their wares and stuff. And I just kind of had these characters, and it started because I wanted to draw like monster girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, these would be really cute stickers because I love drawing monster girls. And the reference image that I had up was this like cute Korean girl like doing like a mirror selfie. And I was like, as a joke, I drew the phone in to the pose, and I was like, oh, this looks kind of cool, having a monster girl taking a selfie. Like, that's kind of interesting. So I just kept doing it for the sticker line. And then eventually I was like, what if all these monster girls were actually like content creators? And then I like started playing with the idea, and I was like, oh, what if there's a fucking Gorgon, you know, like Medusa?
Yeah.
Where you like look them in the eye. So what if they're a fucking streamer? Like every single time you went to their stream, like their entire viewership would just be people turned to stone because nobody can ever leave and shit like that. So I just kind of wanted to play off that.
I love the concept.
Yeah. So I just like been developing it, and I kind of wanted to make something that at the first one's a little edutaining.
Edutaining, but entertaining at the same time.
Exactly. But yeah, where was I? The fucking idea just kind of spawned into this satire, and I don't think the next one's going to be so much like that. The ones they're going to be more like satirical, I think, in the future. But I kind of wanted it to take all the time that I like kind of had doing stuff online and just kind of make something fun on the side with it. So,
well, it also had a very sweet message.
Yeah, the first one for sure. Because I tried to make it this kind of thing about, hey, can I like make a clickbait like thumbnail that's like, or a topic that would make people click, but it's a misleading thing. It's just like, hey, like you're looking to be internet famous. Well, when you come in, well, like here's the reality of it. You just need to be like, if you want to be a creative online and you want to share your work, don't be afraid. And the thing that spawned from that was that when we did Scribble Showdown, we had Q&As at the beginning of every session. So like people at the VIP tickets would come in and we do the Q&A, and that's kind of been a constant. But what happened was these little kids in the audience and young creatives, they all like kept asking the same question in every single city. They kept saying, when will I know that I'm good enough to post? And I was like, what? Just post it. Like, it didn't make sense to me, you know? Like, I get it though, because like success is like really tangible now, I guess, with like numbers and stuff. So like, it is intimidating.
Well, and stuff stays around forever. So you don't know if you're trying to improve, people bring up your, like, your, the fear would be people bringing up your past work. That wasn't good.
Of
and
course.
It's like, haha, make fun of your bad drawings.
Yeah. And I have that. It's on Newgrounds. Like, you got, like, it's just shows history. Still
I have
up.
Those at 25. So yeah, we're good.
But that's another thing. It's like, when people talk about like, hey, is it too late to start doing this, start doing music, start doing games, whatever. And I think for older people to like sit down and like learn something, I think it's difficult to be like, hey, I'm 30. Is it okay for me to take the ego hit of drawing like a 12-year-old for quite a while until I'm good? Can I hold out through the ridicule that I might receive for doing this? And I think that's kind of like a wall.
Well, you see the posts on Reddit where like there's
you cringe.
There are artists where you can tell like they have talent.
Yeah.
They just get certain things off. Kind of like back when like in medieval time when they didn't have enough money to really like have paints and shit.
Yeah.
So they just had to go with it if they fucked up, you know? So it's like, yeah, fuck.
Or they had those like weirdly deformed animals. I don't think anyone checked back then. They're like, sure, that's a cat, whatever.
Oh, and there's that one painter. The cat's just like a black blob with just two circular eyes.
I know the one. I love that shit. It's so good.
Man, but your cartoon is fucking amazing.
Thank you, man. Thank
all the characters, the character design is phenomenal. All things colorful. It's great. And also, there's one part in your cartoon that I saw. I was like, damn, that had to take a while. I forgot which character. Where they're like turning around.
Are you talking about the one with the where she pulls her soul out? Or are you talking about the one where she... I'm trying to think.
I think it's in the first like 3 minutes where someone like whips around and pulls out like a pencil or something. I don't remember what it was, or a pen, but I just remember like you had to draw each frame of them like turning. I was that looks good.
It was the phone flip. Okay. Right. Yeah.
I think that took forever.
That one was actually, so what I tried to do with this cartoon was, I wanted to be able to figure out a way to do really limited animation. So the big problem, and one of the reasons I stopped doing cartoons on YouTube, is that the algorithm, basically, you know, everybody knows this, right?
Yeah.
The scary algorithm. It's like, you have to put up things frequently. It's got to be relatively long. Problem with animation is that you have to do it. You need time, and the length is pretty difficult. So
right. Story animations have become like very popular.
Prominent. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not, this isn't negative, but it's less work to produce longer content than if you were to do a regular animation.
Exactly. So I went on tour with those guys who are all Storytime animators, Jaden, Ottawa's Out, Domix, and I was great guys. And I was kind of thinking to myself, like, is there a way that I could make something narrative and interesting, adapt some of those methods to make it faster, but try to polish it around the edges? So like where I think a scene, the emoting needs to be a little bit more, I'll add some in-betweens. If I'm pressed for time, I'll just keep it animatic and then bounce it. And then initially, there was going to be no lip sync. All the mouths were drawn on the same layer. And then I was doing some research, and I saw my friend Mick Rice Pirate talking about some of the new additions added to Adobe Animate, or what I animate in. And they had apparently in the last version had added automated lip sync.
Whoa.
And I was like, holy fuck.
And it works.
I saw the test it worked, did with it.
Yeah. And it works well?
So here's the thing. A lot of people were saying like, oh, he didn't do that. He's just automated lip sync. It wasn't all automated. So the difficulty you have to realize is, so for instance, if you have a character that has like a big demon voice behind it and it's got a little bit of echo, you can take out the echo, but sometimes you can't go so back to like, can a computer figure out what I'm saying right now? It can't. Like, if you're saying something weird in a weird voice, the computer has no fucking clue. It has to be very clear and concise for it to figure out what the syllables are for the mouth, right? So what you end up doing is, when it got more complicated, especially with Slamantha's mouth, because she has a really nasally voice, the computer had a hard time. So I figured, okay, what's the fastest way of doing this? And I, instead of having, I think like 16 or so mouth symbols, I broke it down to like being more like anime. So you go inside a shape, you add an open and a close, and a two opens at like a little bit open, more open, and then a semi-close, and then an O, but you don't input the O to be automated.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially I can go in and just, it'll keep flapping the mouth. And whenever I scrub it and hear an O, I just hit the O, like a frame picker and put in the O. And then essentially that will, so it is, there's a level of automation, but you have to kind of go through and do some cleanup. And that was really interesting. And then with, you mentioned that scene, the first one, the phone flip.
Yeah.
That was actually all hand drawn. Like that, no assist,
that's
anything.
The thing is like, each frame was like a full work of art, but people only see it for like a split second. And like, I know, I was like, God damn, that looked good.
Thank you. Thank you. So that, the way I kept that limited to move faster was that was, I think,
but still
was,
putting those little scenes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Of
really
course.
Sets it apart from just being like,
You know, that's kind of what I wanted to do, because even though it's limited, I wanted to do little flourishes like that to kind of bring people's attention back up. Right. Well, and I mean, that was, sorry, what?
I was just going to say, like, animations also have, like, have their money shot.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the same in any production. Yeah. So, and I didn't have any budget for this. I just kind of did it in my spare time with some friends. Like I got two cleanup artists.
It's just those certain like aspects and shots where it's like, I'm going to stand out real quick. Like,
yeah, for sure. And also generally with those kind of scenes, when they're like really, really animated, they are animated. Are you familiar with ones, twos, threes? Do you know what I'm talking about? So in animation,
teach me, Ross.
Sure. I love teaching. So in animation, they have this thing called ones, twos, threes, fours, right? Mm-hmm. And the idea is, if you do an animation, you want it to be really clean, you do it all in one. So you, every single next frame is a new drawing. But if you hold it for fours, it's going to be a slightly more choppy. I was experimenting with fives to make things go faster.
So that would be even just very choppy.
It was very choppy, but I was like trying to find a middle ground between how quickly can I make this? And yeah, that was kind of the end result. I also discovered that one of the software packages I was using now has 3D models.
Ooh.
So I like, I did,
I saw you were doing some stuff with 3D models.
Yeah. So, there is this really cool thing in Clip Studio Paint EX, which is one of the software packages I use for, animation now, cause they have animation timeline. They have basically a library of like 3D models you can use for like making manga, because it's a Japanese program. And like, you can like bring in like classrooms and shit and anything you want. You can even import models, and it'll even adapt the rigs to work in a 2D illustration program.
Oh, wow. That's sick.
And I also discovered that you can take the models and have them animate in the animation timeline, which I don't think anyone really thought about. So what I was doing is like, I can do this like sakuga, as people call it, the action animation stuff.
Right.
But I was like, what if I use the 3D models and just key them out in what's called stepped animation, which is what they do for Enter the Spider-Verse. The Spider-Verse.
Yes. Okay.
It's like pose to pose instead of any automated in-betweens. So I was like, okay, let's try this out. And I did a few tests. I was like, holy shit, this is a game changer. So I was now I'm able to do sakuga. I can do it hand-drawn, no problem. It's still hard, but it takes way more time. But if I want to do it really quick, I can block it all out with 3D models now.
Yeah.
Just like how they animated Dragon Ball FighterZ and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm like, okay. So I learned a lot of really cool shit.
That style is, I like it because it still captures the essence of whether you're talking about anime or you're something 2D like Dragon Ball or something as well as a comic book.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse did that for the comic books. Mm-hmm. And like the recent, I guess, Dragon Ball Fighter games.
Yeah.
I mean, we all three, I remember when one of them came out, we were looking at it and saying how cool it is that they can just capture the cartoon and not have it look goofy like you would think of like The Simpsons or SpongeBob coming into a 3D world.
It's very difficult. Killed it with that.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I think there's actually some, what was it? What's the big game? God, I'm blanking on it. The game production convention they go to every year. GDC. Thank you. There's a GDC talk on that team making their other game, Guilty Gear. Mm-hmm. They actually break down how they did that. Because obviously, like, if you're watching Dragon Ball footage and you see the characters doing all these extreme perspectives that look pretty hand-drawn because the proportions aren't exactly, you know, one-to-one realism.
Yeah.
If you look at how they did it, it's fucking hilarious. Because if you look at Goku charging forward and his fist is really small in the background getting towards you, if you take the camera, it has to be fixed. If you take that camera and move it to the side, Goku's got this like really long Slender Man arm. And then at the end, it's turned really like,
I love
it's
that.
Fucking horrifying, but it works because you have a fixed perspective. Yeah.
Fixed perspective.
So that's a really fascinating method. I haven't played with anything as extreme in that, but I'm definitely changing like camera focal lengths and, you know,
I like fixed perspective in like real movies, like what they did with Lord of the Rings and Gandalf and Frodo on the cart and shit.
Dude. Fucking went to the Shire when I was in New Zealand ages ago.
How does it look?
It's fucking beautiful, dude.
So is it like, do people keep up with it? Like,
yeah, it's a tourist attraction. But the
I didn't know if it was just some wilderness area.
Yeah,
no, I've known some people that have gone to it.
It's so beautiful.
I want to go to New Zealand so bad.
It's so good. The Shire is a must. Like, absolutely, because they did exactly that. They had big Shire huts and small Shire huts for Gandalf to walk by. So fucking cool.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah.
Real quick, sorry, if you saw me on my phone a minute ago, it's because I was looking at a list of our podcast episodes to see when the last time we had Ross on. Fun fact, exactly 100 episodes ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
I'm one in 100,
baby. You were on episode 79. That was the last one.
He wasn't on any of the hundreds?
Yeah. I was like, no way.
Has it really been that long?
It has been.
I guess it has. I mean, we were doing it in the Grumps recording room.
Was that the D&D one? The last one?
No. It was the Infinite Monkey Theorem episode. We talked about the monkeys with typewriters.
Yep.
That sounds familiar. I have no idea what the theory was, though.
The D&D one is more memorable to me.
Yeah, I think so.
A bunch of monkeys in a room with typewriters, eventually
they'll write Shakespeare.
Plus, Matt and I are getting excited because we're really wanting to do it this year. And, like, we want to do a D&D series, and we'd love to have
a live action D&D show with you to be the DM.
Oh, God, I need to learn how to DM better.
Bro, do you think our game is really going to follow strict rules?
That could be part of the comedy.
Our game does not follow strict rules.
But here's the thing. I can do that, but here's the thing. I've never DM'd a game. I've got the books, and I've been trying to read them, and I understand the concept.
That's all you need. You don't, Ross, the pressure's not on. Our series.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure what
everyone's
Ryan
gonna
what
hate
do you
me.
Want your character to be? An omniscient pack of floating cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
We're not playing by regular D&D rules. We're going to follow it closely, but we're going to. But basically, the premise is to give out some spoilers on what we would like to do.
And, like, one of the storylines could potentially be trying to find a new form so I can exist in this physical world without feeling like an outcast. That could be a quest.
Yeah.
I gotta find a body.
What brand of cigarettes?
American Spirit, light blue.
Don't advertise smoking to children.
You could be a floating jewel pod.
Well, I can't.
Maybe.
You know,
that's true.
I was gonna. What our dream for it is to film multi-camera setup at a table.
Yeah.
And then for big scenes, basically for like major scenes, go out and actually shoot. Like us in our shitty costumes doing these things and overlay it over the audio of us playing D&D.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be fucking cool.
I don't think anyone's done
like
that yet.
Shitty clip art.
Dude.
Yeah.
I had the same, you know, I pitched the same idea once. It never ended up happening, but I really wanted to do something like that where it was like drunk history. So like the idea of like you play the game and then you do the live action footage, but what everyone's doing is like lip syncing like on set. Or you get like a really fucking buff, handsome guy to be your character shots. So like, I love the idea of just like everyone else is normal, but just that one person who's like a total egotistical dick, their character's actually
like
supermodel
beautiful.
Who's like lip syncing.
Well, someone can't be there for shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to figure out who else we want to get on the campaign. We talked about like, you know, Gus and Eddie would be really cool to do it with. Jackson, Justin.
But we were also talking of how you said that, like, if we were to do a campaign and we were to have guests, those guests could be NPCs, essentially.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean,
if Justin was visiting.
Yeah, you could probably do that.
Or someone was visiting for a short time and we could only get them for a small.
They do that in Harmon quests and stuff.
Okay.
I need to learn how to DM. God, guys, okay, this is me apologizing in advance. If I DM them, I'm going to do a terrible job. Please forgive
funny,
me, but I think it'll be funny.
You
I'll
know,
just probably botch the rules,
we're
to be honest.
Just all gonna, none of us will be sober when we.
No,
this
not
either,
at all.
So it'll be a mess.
Speaking of which,
yes.
So I every time you know, like I stream, if anybody says anything about me in the lexicon of culture, in like a podcast, for instance, that day I find out immediately because everybody starts talking about it.
Did we say anything about you recently?
So I was streaming and everyone's just like, "What's up with the Snoop Dogg joint?" I'm like, so.
Did we out you, dude?
No, it's fine. No, it's totally fine. Okay, it's totally fine. I can tell that story if I because my friend doesn't mind. So my friend Kara, who's also
So you just someone in your stream just
came in and there's like they're talking about
us.
I was just like, you guys are a bunch of narcs.
I had to, dude.
No, it's a great story.
I had to show off
if
the fact
smoked
that I smoked
one of Snoop Dogg's joints.
Snoop Dogg's joints.
Then
Snoop Dogg's getting fit, dude.
Steve Jobs joints.
Damn.
So
I ran a mile.
He jogged a mile.
Yeah. So my friend Kara, who is the voice of Vanity in my cartoons.
I was wondering who did the voices. I was like, Ross?
No, it's not all me. The scratch audio is all me. I do this little voice like this for Samantha. And for Vanity, I do this voice.
You Samantha?
No, I'm neither.
Okay, I couldn't tell. I was like, I was watching it with someone yesterday and they were like, is Ross doing all the voices?
No. Originally, in the scratch audio, which I'll probably upload to my Patreon. Patreon.com/RubberNinja. I'm going to be uploading it, I swear.
He posts more than us, so.
No, I don't. I'll try to post more. The fucking voices were originally me doing all the scratch of the characters before the actresses came in. So if you came to stream, people are like, are these the final voices? And I'm like, no. And they're like, we like them. I'm like, no, you don't.
Please do something else.
The weed. Sorry, we're getting distracted. So Kara, she does a lot of like modeling gigs and hosting gigs and whatnot. And what happened was she went to this big event that like, I guess Snoop Dogg was a part of, Lucid Sound, which is like a headphone company, I believe, was
the
hosting
famous event where he's.
Yes, I think okay. so. And the video went viral of like her going up to
Wait,
him.
Wait, was
and,
this at E3?
No, it was just some like Madden tournament or something. Oh, okay.
And yeah, do you remember that like footage though?
Where he was like playing Madden, smoking a joint.
Yeah, I think so. So what happened was Kara was hosting that and the video went viral because she walked up to him and said, because I guess he lost. And he said like, how do you feel? And he's like, man, how the fuck do you think I feel? We fucking lost. And he's like, just no chill. Just like, fucking shit, it sucks. I feel like shit. And it was like really funny and it went viral. He was really nice, apparently. Off camera, he's fucking hilarious. Nice. He's a super nice guy, apparently. He's just like, gave her some weed and then she doesn't smoke. So she just gave it to me and my girlfriend and we were like, all right. And then I just invited you over. You as well, but you couldn't come. But oh my God, it was too much. And that's how Snoop Dogg. I don't know. I guess someone who rolls it for him or something.
Oh,
but
he pays someone $50,000 like a month to roll
what
his weed.
What the fuck?
I think I got the clip right here.
So that was a tough loss. How do you feel after that?
How the fuck you think I feel? Don't ask no dumbass question.
Get it all.
I don't feel like shit right now.
Yep.
Can I point out something really weird?
How the fuck you think
Snoop Dogg on Instagram has 39 million followers.
Yeah.
And he follows only 3,449 people. For some reason, back in the day, he followed Kids With Problems, our old YouTube channel.
Really?
He just followed it one day.
He still follows it.
Look, following Kids With Problems.
How?
Are you serious? I don't know why.
Because
he doesn't follow like a lot of people. Mm. And we didn't even follow him. Just followed us. And I'm like, did he just see our videos?
Was
and
that
follow
back
us?
Before I like joined on Kids
no,
With
no,
Problems?
No, that's when you were part of it. It was like right around the clown sketch when he went and followed it. And I was like, did he just see our videos and like them? Like he was high and was like, ooh, follow it. Like, I have no idea. Technically, we can message him, actually.
That is true. We have so many questions.
Dude.
But we have so many questions that I would like to ask you, but unfortunately.
What's the time?
It's 2:32.
2:32. I can go another 15 minutes.
Fuck yeah.
So
Ross in bed be like.
Yeah.
This is like the moment you're like, okay, I'm going to ask my mom if you can stay over. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, the reason they're saying this, guys, is that I've got limited time today because I have to go do a film shoot at the Game Grumps office, which I'm sure I'll talk about later. But that's where I'm heading after this.
Yes.
I'm going straight in an Uber over there. Sorry, what were we talking about? But that's how the weed ended up and we smoked it and watched fucking
That was heavy
paprika.
Shit, though.
I just showed it in theaters last week. You missed it.
Really?
Well, I got to see it high off of my mind on Snoop Dogg's weed with my friend Ross.
Dude,
I
didn't go see it. That's pretty cool. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's a great story.
That's actually a pretty great story.
You seen the fucking interview with Snoop Dogg where he goes to like the Netherlands and they're like, so I'd just like to point out that you are 4 hours late. He's like, man, fuck you. I want to get some chicken wings. He's like, shut up, man. I want to get some chicken wings.
Dude,
first.
I had the weirdest thing happen. When something like that happens, when like a celebrity follows you or retweets something.
Yeah.
Fucking last night, I shit you not, I posted a picture of my girlfriend's new cat. She got a
Oh, yes.
I saw this.
Blink-182 fucking took my our cat and reposted the story on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck, Blink-182?
Did they follow you?
No. I don't know how they found it. I have no fucking clue.
What's the new little fucker's name?
Kipper. But apparently it's their first album has a Siamese cat on the front of it, and the album's called Cheshire Cat. Mm-hmm. So when they were reposting it, they're like, oh, Cheshire Cat? Question mark? Looks like our fucking... But I didn't know that. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, it made no sense. I didn't know the connection at all, because...
Dude, that's when I saw that, I was like, what?
Blink 182? No fucking clue.
It's like when fucking Kojima retweeted that. I'm going to talk about that until the day I die.
Kojima retweeted
that video.
Dude, I was so confused. I literally was scrolling through my feed, and I saw Hideo Kojima retweet, and then I looked down, I watched the video, and then the video panned over, and it was you, and I was like, what? Hideo Kojima? I went back and forward multiple times. I was like... Did Ryan change his name?
A little glitch?
I thought like maybe one, like someone in our friend circle as a joke, maybe changed their name to Hideo Kojima. And I was like, that's funny. So then I clicked it and I was like,
that's him.
That's him.
100%.
Cause I remember we were, me and Jakey and Gus and Eddie, we were sitting at some restaurant at Universal City Walk. And Jake just gets this notification, some like Japanese thing retweeted him. He's like, and we were joking. I was like, who's that? And then like, in the Uber home, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like, so,
yeah,
pretty wild.
That was, I remember I texted you immediately.
We were freaking out at dinner
like,
when we found out.
Fuck.
We were
so
fucking
weird.
Freaking out. Yeah.
I wonder if he just thought it was like this really, really deep metaphor, you know? Like, we are our phones, we live by our phones, we drink by our phones.
Yeah. You know, like, that's probably
that's going to be in his next game.
It was funny. He just was like, damn,
that's deep.
That's really deep.
That's fucking deep. I need you, Matt, in my new game.
Yes, sir, Mr. Kojima. I'm going to be the next main character. He'll put me in the background of like a game where it's like a futuristic game and everyone drinks off their phones because of that. And I'm just...
But you're like a baby.
Yes.
But with normal arms and legs.
I wish I had a baby's body, but my arms and legs would be the exact same.
That would look like dead space creature.
Yeah. Would you have a regular penis?
Well, I didn't even
baby penis.
I'd have a baby.
Baby.
Because the torso is all baby. The head is regular. And the legs and arms and feet and hands are regular, you know, Matt Watson. And I have
it's
very
a baby's
long
ass too.
Baby's ass too. Which I pretty much already have a baby's ass.
Yeah, the Hank Hill ass.
I have a Hank Hill.
No,
ass.
No, you I've don't. You have a butt. It's not completely flat.
It's actually gotten more full recently.
There's some bubble to it.
Matt is that kind of friend. When everybody that knows him has known him for like maybe, let's just say 5-6 months, has probably seen his dick balls and ass.
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah. Ass or asshole.
Asshole.
I don't think I've seen your asshole.
I've seen
your butt,
asshole.
And I've seen your dick, and
Ryan,
I've
you've
seen your
ass. We've seen each other's assholes many times.
Yes,
I have this really strong memory
of his asshole.
I wish, but fucking, I was at your old apartment.
Oh yeah,
do you remember
this? Yeah, I remember
so
this.
We were working out together for a bit, and he like was in the bathroom, and then he just like
I was
walked
about to take
out.
A shower.
Yeah, he walked out. Butt naked
in the public gym?
No,
in my apartment.
In his apartment.
Okay.
And
Ross was on the couch.
I was on the couch, and it was like a fucking Simpsons bit. I don't know what it was. It was like a bug spray can or something. I can't remember. But fucking Matt walks up and goes, hey man, what's going on? Or something. I can't remember what you said. But like exactly where his dick and balls were was the fucking spray can. I was like,
and it just like perfectly,
aligned.
I didn't even mean to.
He didn't even mean to. He was legitimately just being like, look at my dick. And I just couldn't see it. It was just fucking blocked like a cartoon. It was amazing.
Yeah, Ross started free. He was like, oh.
Well, like, at least you don't have Harvey Weinstein's problem about having a disgusting looking penis, though.
Does
apparently
he
have no testicles?
And it looks like a vagina.
I don't know anything about his penis.
So someone testified in court about Harvey Weinstein saying that it appeared he had no testicles and appeared he also had a vagina.
Yeah, that sounds correct. Yeah.
And then he hung his head in shame when they said that. And apparently smelled really bad, too. Which I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
In general, he smelled really bad. Was the article just saying, and also
they
smelled
like,
very bad.
Like during sex.
Okay.
He'd smell very bad.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a man who would smell good.
He does not look like a man who really... He looks like he has a lot of money. He's like, I'll smell like shit. I'm Harvey Weinstein.
Exactly.
I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't have to shower after a certain, you know, amount of money in your bank account.
Yeah.
You don't even have to brush your teeth.
Mm-mm.
You don't really have to do anything.
He literally wakes up smelling like sexual abuse.
That's what Jabba the Hutt is.
Yes.
He's pretty close.
He's pretty rich, so why would you wash? Just turn into a worm. Who fucking cares?
Exactly. He's a nasty looking dude.
Jabba the Hutt?
Weinstein?
Weinstein. Oh, well, he kind
of
looks like Jabba
Harvey
the Hutt.
You know what I'm saying?
Harvey the Hutt.
Okay, seriously, you'd say these things about Harvey Weinstein?
I want one person to comment.
Is he guilty?
Harvey Weinstein.
Did the court say guilty? I'm sorry. Did the court say guilty?
Look into the shit, like the blackmail. Like, he had teams of people.
Did the court say guilty, though?
We'll see.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fucking back to my ass real quick.
Ross, yeah, back to your stupid impeachment shit. Didn't go through, did it, buddy? You cuck.
Leave me alone, alt-right commenter. I do have Hank Hill's ass.
You do? Yeah. The like small one?
Show me. I think it's a little more bubbly.
Show me your ass.
I'll tighten it.
Wow. That is Hank Hill's ass!
Don't tighten it, though.
That looks... Just tighten it. Do it again.
Regular.
Do it again.
Nice.
Dude, that looks
regular
exactly like it.
To it.
Guys, Google it. Dude, what the fuck? That looks just like Hank Hill's ass.
I know. Like, I can tighten my ass muscles, like, real tight. So my ass just looks like a flat pancake.
It's like a guillotine.
Like, yeah, like, very, very, just a box. It's like SpongeBob's ass.
But you've got the dimples, like, pushing it in, like Hank Hill's ass. Like, it would make the dimples that are so powerful, they make the ass smaller.
I want to post a picture of, but I don't. Where do you post a picture of my ass?
Dude, get an OnlyFans.
Just to post pictures of my
ass?
Yeah,
dude.
I've shown my ass. Well, I've shown my ass on Super Mega.
I've shown my ass too.
But we've started censoring asses on Super Mega more.
You should. Because,
you know, older videos.
On our Patreon, though, we censor dick, but not ball sack. Like, there's one video where you can see, like, both of our ball sacks. Surprised no one's commented about it.
Oh, yeah. Go check that out. But we do, I also won't censor ass on Patreon. But
Who cares?
It's butt cheeks.
Are they weird about like sex shit now on Patreon?
18 plus though.
Do they have
18 plus Patreon?
You have to have. Right.
I think so.
Or else you're subject of your account being terminated.
Remember a fucking video I sent you? Of like, so this really interesting thing that happened like a long time ago. I was looking into like VR games.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about this the other day.
I was looking into VR games that we could play on like Game Grumps like years back, right? And I went down the rabbit hole of like looking at like weird, bad VR games. And then I got to the porn shit. And I was like, the porn shit's got to be hilariously bad right now, right? And then I found this like this game, or it was like a work in progress thing. And the guy was doing a demo of like this girl getting fucked. And it was like, really, like, I was like, okay, interesting. But the weird thing was that the whole video is just your podcast playing in the background.
Wait,
so like,
what?
Yeah, I sent you the video.
Yeah. I didn't see this. Yeah. No one sent this to me.
I didn't watch it. I don't think I ever watched it.
You didn't? So it's like, it's the game footage, but then it was a video of like an audio clip of you guys talking. And then in the author's comment on his Vimeo, it said, haha, sorry about that. Sorry about the audio, listening to Super Mega, very funny guys, or something like that. And I remember laughing hysterically. I don't know, I'll have to look.
It's
but I was
Vimeo,
like laughing.
You said.
What's that?
It's on Vimeo?
I think I sent it to your DMs when I found it. Because
not
I was
my DMs, his DMs.
No, I sent both of you.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. So what happened was I was clearing out my bookmarks, because I must have bookmarked it years ago in the office, and I found it as I was clearing up my bookmarks, and I was like, here fuck it is, and I immediately sent it to you because I told you about it.
That sounds like sex.
I don't hear us.
I don't think that's the video. That sounds like a girl sucking balls.
That just sounds like fellatio.
It's a VR girl.
Is that's the video you sent, Ross?
No, that's not the video.
That is a video you sent. Game link, by the way.
Oh, wait, no. I think you got to go to the...
Oh, right. Here's the video. Sorry. You just sent me the game link as well. Okay,
yeah. I was like, this is apparently the game.
Wait, this is a person actually like...
Yeah, dude. It was just... I just found this... I found this years ago. I found this fucking years ago, and I forgot to give it to you.
The thing is, though, it's so important.
So is he doing this while he's listening to Super
Mega? You can see the outline of him. That's his outline? That's what his body's doing.
Yeah, so apparently that's the game, but I was just laughing hysterically because when I found it, the link to show the game was you guys talking. I was like, I got to show this to these guys later.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
But I lost the link, and I didn't know where I put it, and then I found it five years later.
Thank you.
What? Like the Wii, of course, had a few things, but I don't know how long it was, but I held on to it.
Why is he listening to?
I don't know, but it's so funny. I'm sorry to call you out, man, but like I like it's very good.
No hate here.
The animations were very good.
The man's chasing his bag. You know, the man. He's grinding.
Get that bread, man. Get that bread. You do that.
I'm all for it. That's wonderful, and thank you for the shout out.
One of the comments is just Matt and Ryan from Superman.
that's actually I'm. There's something about it. I'm actually proud that exists.
I'm proud that exists.
But also, it's like, it's so clear. It's like the exact ripped audio. It's almost like he like overlaid the audio over it. Oh, because when he was recording, he didn't realize it was recording the...
I think he forgot he was listening to the podcast at the same time. There's people doing all kinds of weird shit, listening to your content.
Well, there's a video of two people having sex while watching Game Grumps on Pornhub.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
We searched what episode? Game Grumps on Pornhub once.
I don't know.
There's just some video of someone just
it
having
said,
sex.
I fuck my... It was girlfriend while we watch Game Grumps
and
in
it's
the
just,
background.
It's, you hear Dan and Aaron laughing and there's some people having sex.
Hold on, I gotta pull it up for Ross.
No, he was asking what time it is.
Oh,
he wasn't
sorry,
asking.
Sorry,
no, I was just being like, yo, man.
It's 2:45.
Okay.
You said,
I probably gotta get
going. You got
going,
dip?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. I wanna stay and do a whole podcast, but I it's a film shoot and they had to
strict
fly in someone for it.
Tucker Prescott?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I gotta go get to that. But guys, let's hang out soon.
Let's do
you
it.
You need to come see the kitten.
Oh, yes. I want to see that little boy.
Oh, it's so fucking
cute. He's so cute.
So fucking
cute.
You
need to come see Lego again, my friend.
Oh, Miss Lego. I really want to see Lego again.
He's got all the company in the world right now since Kelly and Justin are visiting.
That's good. He needs friends. But yeah, I actually can't be, we can't be gone for too long because that kitten, I'm afraid it's going to do something while I'm not there.
Yeah.
They're a little too adventurous. And also, I mean, Orf hasn't heard him. Orf's just kind of avoiding him. And every time he gets near him, the kitten hisses at him and Orf rolls his eyes and walks away. He doesn't care. Anyway. I love you guys.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I can't stay for the whole thing.
No worries.
I very much wanted to.
Go check out Ross's cartoon, guys. Link is the first thing in the description.
Thank you very much, guys.
Goodbye.
I love you. I'm just, I love, okay.
Goodbye, Ross.
Bye, Ross.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I love you.
You know what?
Have a good one. Ad reads. No!
Ad reads. Time for ad reads. Ross is a pretty sweet guy, Ryan.
He is.
But not as sweet as honey.
Aw, put that in milk, couldn't be sweeter.
You know that Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And you know how great it feels to save. But how does it feel to save with Honey?
Saving with Honey feels like sliding into a seat on the train just before the doors close. It feels like hitting every green light on your commute. Or it could simply feel like catching a striped bass with your dad.
Oh, that's a good one. I was buying a new microphone recently.
Ooh.
On Amazon.com.
Nice.
Guess what? Honey done went and saved me 15% on that thing because I was just about to buy it for the full price. And Honey's like, wait a second. Potential coupons.
And you know what the good part about Honey is? You're not the only one that saves, Matt. Honey has found over 18 million members and saved them $2 billion. Well, scratch that. Over $2 billion.
Per person?
In savings. Total.
Oh.
For the 18 million members.
And users love Honey. It works on over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, More, all the stores you love, Amazon.
More?
And it has...
What store is that?
More?
Yeah.
I don't know, Ryan. Why don't you stop being a smartass?
Oh, and More.
Oh, yeah. Did I just say More?
Yeah.
Oops. Over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. You know you can trust it. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory. You get to save a little bit of cash. Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. That's joinhoney.com/megacast.
Ad alert. Ad number two.
As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out of it, hard.
Yeah.
Especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Got a parking ticket? Whew. Thought I paid it off. Guess what? I didn't.
Ooh. It came after you?
Yeah, had to go to court because by the time that I found out I hadn't paid it, debt collectors are on me. And guess what? That messed up my credit. But if I had used Upstart, they wouldn't have cared about my credit. They would have helped me pay this off immediately. I wouldn't have to worry about anything.
And did you know that Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness? They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate.
Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. You ain't no number. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. And since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull only happens if you accept your rate.
Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day.
The next day!
Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating it... Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart.
See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category, with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/supermega to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. What is it, Ryan?
Upstart.com/supermega.
Woo! Anyway, Ryan?
Yeah, Ross is gone now. It's just us.
Just
but his
boys.
Mic is still going. I doubt that'll do anything, though.
Oh, my stomach is rumbling.
I'm going to sit in my seat now.
You're going to go move to your seat? Uh-oh. Ryan is moving over to his seat.
Ooh. It's good to be back, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell, man. You look real cozy over there.
Yeah, I am.
I've got to put the Tims somewhere else because they're underneath the recording table. And when I want to put my feet under there, there's fucking
my feet are
seven
under there.
Pairs of Tims.
You just got to push them out of the way.
And then they get pushed over to my side.
Well, now you push them over and now they can't hit me. They'll just go around my feet.
Like a flood of Tims around your feet. Damn, dude. Well, how you been?
Been all right. Just busy. Had a good bit of guests. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I have this thing where like when I have guests and, you know, we've been working pretty hard, you and I, in recording in terms of like just going at it.
Yeah.
We had a big recording day recently where it felt good.
Like 10 things. Yeah. 9 or 10. Yeah. And we're trying to keep up on that. We're trying to really just fucking blow Super Mega out of the water.
Yeah, we're trying to just record a bunch so we can have daily uploads while working on higher production type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get the ground running on just backlogging shit.
We got some good ideas for 2020 and some projects we want to do.
Yeah, when I have guests, I just kind of have like a host kind of fog. I don't know how to explain it. It's just kind of like you're just making sure everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Never fully, truly relax.
Yeah.
Why don't you just, you should rent like a storage locker and have that as like your alone time place. Just, you go in, you unlock it, there's no lights, just a single folding chair in there, and you just sit. Smoke a cigarette maybe?
Yeah.
No, don't smoke a cigarette.
I it was hard to smoke cigarettes last night because it was so windy.
It's really windy in LA today.
That was like, it was too windy. It was ridiculously windy.
I put a bunch of, I broke down a bunch of boxes and I put them in my recycling bin, and I woke up this morning and they were all over the place.
Yep.
They were not in the bin anymore. They were strewn about, and I was like, fuck. And a bunch of styrofoam everywhere, because I ordered some Joe Biden life-size cardboard cutouts.
Which has Jackson discovered?
Yeah, I don't think he has discovered yet. Okay. I put it in his closet. But I accidentally ordered two, I guess.
One is slightly older.
One is slightly different. It's like a more young version of him, a different photo, but I have two. I'll bring him in the podcast studio. We can set him up as props once Jackson finds him. But yeah, all the shit from those boxes just all over the place. So sorry, neighbors. I guess once the trash is in the neighbor's yard, that's their responsibility.
It is. It's their litter now.
Mm-hmm.
Prove that it was yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your name on any of the boxes?
You have a Joe Biden cutout right in the front window of your house. Yeah, but they could have one too.
Yeah, but why would I need two? They're different ones.
That's a good point.
As well.
That's a good point. Why would he need two? Ah, I see. Yeah, but you know, man, I've just been chilling. I had a pretty good weekend.
I'm excited for this weekend.
Oscars?
Yeah. We're gonna come over, just probably get high, have some beers, and watch the Oscars and just have a good time.
It's gonna be fun. We're gonna need to find some good food, some finger foods for everybody.
Yeah.
Little hors d'oeuvres.
I can't cheat that day.
That's not gonna be your cheat day?
No. Because I want to go take the boys, meaning Justin and Kelly, to go get Korean barbecue at some point.
Mm.
Might do that Wednesday when you're, isn't it Wednesday that you have the doctor?
Wednesday is my birthday.
Okay, I knew something important. Okay, Wednesday's your birthday, but Friday is your butt surgery?
Friday is my ass surgery.
So Wednesday and Friday are the 2 days that...
I'm not getting ass implants, guys. I'm actually just getting hemorrhoids. I don't want to go... It's a gross fucking thing to talk about. I got hemorrhoids.
He gets some ice cream scooped out of his ass.
That's a disgusting way to put it. And no, that's not how they're doing it either.
They rip them open.
They're injecting. They're going into my ass with a needle.
The doctor bites them out. He takes those Squidward teeth that Squidward uses to take a small bite out of the Krabby Patty.
No.
And that's how he extracts your hemorrhoids.
I have to get fucking injections up my asshole this Friday. And I asked that.
That makes my ass clench. Like my asshole is as puckered could be.
I'm going to have to be. I don't think they're putting me under. In fact, I asked the doctor and they were like, depends. And I was like, well, just put me under, please. Give me that anesthesia. I don't want to feel the thing. Even give me the numbing shot. Like, even if they're going to numb my ass, you can still feel things when they numb it. You can feel the pressure. You can feel the...
Yeah.
And the fact that they would have to give me a shot to begin with to numb me up my ass.
You're going to feel it.
Yes. It's like, just give me the anesthesia. I don't care, like...
You're going to feel a sharp...
If I have to pay a little bit extra for the general anesthesia, just do that.
And then your asshole's going to be sore from the needle.
They said afterwards I could have a lot of discomfort. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, dude. If there's one place I don't want constant discomfort, it's
your asshole.
Because you're sitting down.
The other option was like actual surgery where like they with like a blade, but then they give you like stitches in your ass. I'm like, no. Fuck no. And you know what the doctor told me when I went in for like the... pre-op shit. He's like, I have patients cursing my name for months afterwards. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. But I already got all the pre-op shit done. And I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the pain that's in my asshole for the last 5 years. Yeah, you know what? I'm proud to speak out about my hemorrhoids. It's a very touchy subject. I'm proud to tell people, guess what? I have hemorrhoids and I'm making a change to get rid of them. I'm doing something with my life. I'm not going to sit here on my ass and feel pain every day. I'm gonna put myself through it.
What are you doing? You're rocking
like you have a disorder.
What?
Nothing.
Like a motor skill, motor dysfunction.
You're just rocking back and forth.
Well, skill and a dysfunction are two separate things.
Not always.
Tell me what it is.
What?
Is it a skill or is it a dysfunction that I have?
You're doing it pretty fast. Looks like a skill.
See? Okay.
I like that.
It's all about the perspective, right?
Yeah. Rocking out, man.
Yeah. You know, you see mass genesis. Your mom looks like a fucking bratwurst put out in the sun and
wrinkled
filled
and
with
brown
cheese.
And, ew. Yo, I had a weird dream last night. And I don't
what
remember
about it?
So that's my story.
Thanks, dude.
I just had a weird-ass dream.
You do that all the fucking time. What's dude, that? I had a weird dream last night. What was it about? Don't remember. I'm like,
I just know it made me feel weird. I woke up feeling
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, but what am I going to get out of that? I don't get to hear a fun little story. Sometimes I do. I hear a fun little story.
Would you rather me make stories up on Super Mega?
You do it all the time.
No, I don't. Don't even start that rumor. Don't even start that rumor. We don't make up lies on Super Mega, though. We tell real stories because our lives are interesting enough to have enough real stories. You know what? There was a moment recently that I turned down that I was like, man, that would have been good on the podcast, though. It was I was at a gas station letting my car fill up and I was walking inside to go get a water bottle or something. I don't remember. And I see this guy walking across the parking lot coming up to me and he made me jump because he was bald.
You're like, oh, bald man.
No, he,
the classic SpongeBob movie joke.
His entire face was tattooed to be a skull. Entire thing. Eye sockets, pitch black, like circles around the teeth, the bone structure, but also mixed in was a bunch of gang tattoos, like a bunch of numbers and shit. Definitely, like, I think he had a big 13.
Sounds like a real doofus.
And he comes up to me, like, straight up to me. And this guy, like, genuinely looked, like, it made me kind of jump when I saw him at first. Because, you know, you don't often see someone with their entire face and head tattooed to look like a skull. It's pretty badass. And, you know, he has the things where it's like the tattoos were like, oh, he killed someone, yeah. And he comes up and he's like, hey, man, can I get a ride? And I was just like.
Did you give him a ride?
I said no. I was like.
What was his response?
I was like, I was just straight up. I was like, nah, man, I'm sorry, I can't. He's like, all right. And just walked off. And I saw him go up to someone else and start hugging him. He was high, I think. He was very high.
Hugging him?
He was very high.
Or did they like the hug? Did they hug him back?
They looked like an emotional moment. But. I was thinking, like, what if I had said yes? Like, what would have unfolded? What story would I be telling on the podcast this week? You know?
Well, I said yes to someone who asked me for a ride once.
That's a great story, yeah. And he made you drive all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
This guy also was another
got
reason.
Out in a suburban neighborhood and pissed in
someone's yard.
Front yard, was drinking alcohol in the passenger seat, open.
Which, if you got pulled over, you would get a ticket for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I dropped him off at Waffle House, and then I left him there.
Damn.
And he was fighting with a woman the whole time on the phone, his girlfriend.
That's a good story. See, I figured that would happen. I was also on my way to, work. So it's like, hey, Ryan, I'll be late, man. I'm driving a man with skull facial tattoos somewhere in Los Angeles.
Bring him on the podcast.
And he's clearly very high on something that's not marijuana. Which another reason I said no is because like the second he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, he's a little gone on something. He was like,
like meth,
not alcohol and not marijuana, something else. Also the way he was walking, he was kind of dragging his feet. I was like, ooh, he's goofed.
Well, there's an epidemic out here.
There is. Crazy epidemic. He could have been on some opioids.
Probably was.
The opioid epidemic is fucked if you read the stats on how many pills of opioids get shipped out to specific regions of the country, like West Virginia, and like, you'll see like certain very impoverished regions of America just get like billions a year of pills. And it's like, why are that many going that place? And, you know, kind of obvious why. It's fucked up. We have a horrible opioid problem in America.
But money.
Don't fuck with opioids, guys.
But
if
money,
you're like, I want to do
money,
some
money,
drugs.
Money,
don't
money,
fuck
money,
with opioids.
Money, 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 money.
Money, money, money. we making the money, fools?
If we get poor people addicted to the drugs, they'll have no choice.
But those drugs do good for these poor people. Gives them a sense of...
They're happy!
You know.
When they're on the drugs. It's a win-win! Don't fuck with opioids, though. Don't do those oxys and those perks and... Because I know a lot of you high schoolers
Percocet,
and college kids,
dude.
Love popping them. Don't.
Do you have Percocet?
Have I ever had Percocet?
Do you have Percocet?
I do not have any Percocet.
Shh.
I'm pretty sure Percocet's just oxy mixed with Tylenol or ibuprofen. Don't do it. It's very, it'll fuck you up and get you, ruin your life.
Give me some Xanax.
I know those rappers are like, Percocet, Molly Percocet.
Well, they die.
Yeah.
They overdose and die.
Just died. Juice WRLD died from oxy.
Well, a lot of people have died from just overdosing on just, well, what, Mac Miller, right?
Mac Miller died from an overdose.
Who was the one?
Did they ever say what he overdosed on?
I don't know.
Probably opioids, honestly, because it's just such a very common, easy to obtain drug.
Well, who, Lil Peep?
Lil Peep died from Xanax.
Was that the one where his friends were filming it?
Yeah, but yeah. Lil Peep died because I think it was cut with a fentanyl, fentanyl. I forgot how you say it. Which is really a scary drug that gets cut with a lot of things like cocaine and Xanax and is very deadly. So not very smart to be doing these drugs, guys.
It's not.
No, it's horrible. Like Xanax, fuck Xanax. Fuck.
It's a good way to die young.
Yeah. Also, I don't fuck with Xanax at all. Xanax is scary as fuck. Xanax is like just makes you into a zombie and you forget everything. And
doctor was about to put me on Xanax and I just didn't go fucking fulfill this prescription.
Have you ever known someone that like regularly did Xanax?
Nope.
They lose their personality. They just become this fucking zombie. And it's so easy to fucking, if you mix Xanax with alcohol, you will not remember a thing. You can easily die.
Is it like roofie?
Pretty much. Yeah. If you mix those two, like you might as well be. I'm not a, I don't fuck with Xanax.
You're not a roofie connoisseur, but...
I'm not a connoisseur of Rufalin. Rohypnol.
Rohypnol.
Yeah. No, I don't...
The date rape drug.
I don't know why that was Dracula.
Yeah, it is Rohypnol.
Beware of Rohypnol.
I have put Rohypnol in all of your wine.
No! Is that just rapist Dracula?
I just picture you in like this fucking
Transylvania
like, type castle. Just, oh God! Oh shit!
Yeah. Well, don't fuck with drugs like that. Don't fuck with pills. Pills are just, don't fuck with pills. That's my advice for this podcast. Pills are a no no.
What else is a no no?
What?
Touching kids.
That's a big no no. Don't. If you take anything from this podcast, don't touch kids and don't fuck with pills.
Unless it's to save them from an oncoming train.
And you're just picking them up and moving them.
Yeah. Well, not like, I mean, you have to touch. Yeah. You pick
you
them
up.
You
have to touch the kid, but yeah. not in the way that
you have
Chris Hansen might think.
Yeah. You have to touch the kid, but you
don't touch the kid.
You don't.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't touch kids. Don't diddle kids.
You touch
don't
the kid.
Don't be weird with kids. Don't diddle kids.
You don't touch the kid.
Don't give kids drugs. You know, hey, I got some free candy. No, don't do that shit.
Don't
guys.
Piss on kids.
Don't piss on kids.
R. Kelly.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Ronald Kelly. What's the R stand for?
Raymond.
Really?
I think. Didn't the interviewer call him Raymond?
R. Kelly name? If you're right, Ryan, hold on. The internet is loading very, very slowly. But this is very, very much of a...
It's important. Oh, what was it?
Buddy. Robert Sylvester.
Oh, it is Rob. Yeah, because she's like, Robert. Robert.
The interviewer, he's freaking out.
Y'all gave you everything, man.
Jerul's real name is Jeffrey Atkins.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Jerul is actually Jeffrey Epstein. Jay-Z is Sean Corey Carter.
Jerul is Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. No, I'm not going to be confused with Jeffrey Epstein. It's
actually Jeffrey Epstein, just like in disguise. Yes, I'm Effrey Jepstein.
With the Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah.
Like a mustache and a big nose. Like, no, I'm Effrey Jepstein.
I don't rape little girl. I rape little boys.
I mean, neither.
Neither.
I rape nobody. I have consensual sex with of age people.
That's what makes me different from that other guy.
He is awful.
And I don't sell kids to people. I sell people to kids.
Oh, Jesus, stupid. Jeffrey. Like a sitcom about Jeffrey Epstein.
Sounds like a Nick at Night comedy.
But it's about Jeffrey Epstein and trying to start a new life.
I'm about to fucking shit in your mouth, man.
You're going to shit in my mouth, Ryan? Yeah?
Yeah.
Go for it.
What are you going to do about it, buddy?
There would be some fighting back on my end if you shat in my mouth.
We'll see.
And yes, you are stronger than me, but I feel like that is one of those cases where it's like legit fight or flight. And I think my claws would come out in that situation.
Your Santa Claus?
I am. I would put on my little Santa hat. And
you put on your little claws?
My little claws, yeah.
Your little Santa Claus? Rare, you know?
Oh, yellow. I bet there's a furry comic out there about a furry Santa named Santa Claus. Ooh. He's like a tiger with big claws. Yeah. A big buff tiger wearing like Santa Claus, but also at the same time BDSM gear. And he's got big old claws and it's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Rawr. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
You might have to quit Super Mega and make that our own animated television show.
Okay. I'm down.
Seriously?
No.
Oh.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I got excited for a second.
I have to make sure that it would be a good, it's a good business proposition, but we got to make sure it's all there.
We'll do it on the side.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe put it on Patreon. I like this idea, though. Maybe we should start doing like furry stuff on Patreon.
Can we just go? It wouldn't be hard, right? You know, all these politicians hold public rallies. Why can't we hold a super mega rally?
We easily could.
And we just rant on a microphone about shit.
About
the other day, I was driving and I was in traffic. We gotta change traffic.
I'm on the on ramp, getting onto the freeway,
mm-hmm.
And it's common courtesy if you are in the right lane and there is an entrance to the highway coming up, you move over to the left lane to allow people to properly merge. And this jackass is driving in the right lane. What's he thinking?
Doesn't move. What am I gonna do? Crash into a wall?
No, I have to slam on my brakes.
I'm not going
to
crash into the barrier. I have to slam on my brakes.
It's a danger.
He had more than enough space.
It's a danger. It's hazardous to everyone else driving.
Everyone's clapping and cheering.
And let me tell you something. Guess what? They got these, the Gatorade bottles, they actually made smaller, but they're the same price, and it's 2 ounces less of Gatorade.
You know,
same price as before. They're trying to trick you.
The Gatorade people right now must be like, oh, I don't know what I'm saying, you know?
We're just going to hold our own, like, Trumpian rally.
Yeah.
I like it.
What does he use those rallies for?
His fan base.
I'd like to fuck him so good.
that man in the back. Yeah, I'd like to fuck him.
Yeah, you want to fuck me, sir? Come and fuck me right now.
I'll fuck you, Mr. President.
Oh, I bet you would. Come up here.
Oh, I bet you would.
Come up here and fuck me to my face.
What would happen?
The people would cheer.
Oh, he's owning the libs. Oh,
see, this is all satire.
He's having a prostate
orgasm.
He's playing
40 checker chess hieroglyphs.
He's playing 40 hieroglyphs, dude. Hey, anyway, though, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I'm going to go drink some water. I'm thirsty.
Okay. Is our food here?
No, they pushed it again to 3:25. Your order is out for delivery. 9 minutes. I just got that text. So 3:28.
Still 9 minutes without food. But that's fine.
That's fine. Let's go hug each other and wrestle. Let's play around a little bit.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly.
We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.